Anti-angiogenic therapy is of increasing interest. I think if you look back to treating HER2-positive disease with trastuzumab or Herceptin, that's a target that we knew was there on the breast cancer cell. So we can target a specific subset of breast cancer patients with an antibody, and it works really, really well. Anti-angiogenic therapy is a little bit different for breast cancer because it's an idea of the way cancer grows, that it's dependent on new blood vessel growth, and that new blood vessel growth does many things. One is that it helps cancer cells to be able to move around, so to metastasize. It helps them maybe to survive when they're hiding out, waiting to grow back later. And then it's an essential component of the growth of metastatic tumors as well, and the spread of metastatic tumors once they've already grown in another organ. So the idea is that if you starve that blood supply, that the tumor will shrink. And then if you go forward from that, the idea is that if you prevent those blood vessels from growing, maybe you prevent the tumor from ever coming back and improve cure rate. The other interesting thing is that it turns out that anti-angiogenic therapy, at least Avastin or bevacizumab, actually reduces the amount of pressure inside tumor cells. The pressure is really, really high, and chemotherapy agents can't get inside those cells well. And if they do, they're often pumped out as quickly as they're pumped in. So if you could reduce pressure, you might reduce that and actually improve the amount of drug that you delivered directly to the cancer cell, which of course is critical in the effectiveness of those drugs. So the first anti-angiogenic agent that we had didn't actually block the receptor the way Herceptin does. It blocks the protein that stimulates the receptor. So it blocks the ligand to the receptor, and that's what bevacizumab or Avastin is, an antibody to the ligand. It was first tested in breast and colon cancer, but in breast cancer, there were so many competing drugs that could work well. It was tested in very, very resistant cancer.